Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. We're here again, and this is Doctrine of Truth, and we're here, and we are looking forward to hearing from you. We consider ourselves at the grassroots level of the doctrine, and we welcome all the desire to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. Listen to all the callers that share the biblical experience so we can all grow thereby. Amen. And the subject, food is medicine. Food is medicine. That's what the subject is at this time. Amen. And we ask the Lord right now. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you for all the listeners and the callers. Oh, God, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for the insight, oh, God, of your word, because we know your word will not come back void. And, Lord, we ask you to bless the listeners now, wherever they are, whenever they view this program, oh, God, because we know you are able to do everything but fail. And we bind Satan's hand, we bind every false and negative thoughts and emotions to try to go out against this program and all the listeners, amen. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you and welcome you. Tell a friend and call a friend and let them know the doctrine of truth is on the air, and how we operate is that you can push one and call in when we ask to call in, and when you call in, amen, and then we will not give your name. We'll only give you the area code and the last four digits. Amen. So what we're going to do now, as always, is share the subject, is food is medicine. You know, when God created man in the beginning of time, he said it was good and it was very good. And God is all-knowing, all-seeing, and he's everywhere. He's everywhere. Amen. He did a complete job. God did a complete job, and everything he touched, and he created from nothing. Amen. He created from nothing. And he said, let there be light, and there was light. In the book of Genesis, and he created the greater light was the sun, and the lesser light was the stars. Amen. He breathed in the nostrils of man and made man. And he just didn't leave man to wander around. Man got a purpose for God. God got a purpose for him to worship him and to abide. But he also, God took care of man. God take care of man. God can take care of us. Amen. God is able to take care of us. Everything he put in this earth was here to sustain man, to keep man, and to glorify his purpose, and showing God's power. If you look around at all the trees and the grass, how often the trees and the grass burn down and cut down, it always come back up. Amen. If you ever see, amen, the different seeds of the trees, you don't know what seed, amen, it came from, amen, but you know, according to God's word, God created it in the beginning. And those seeds have been multiplying, giving more seeds, more trees from the same tree. Everything came out of the garden. Everything came out of the garden. And God did a very good job. Very good job. He did a very good job on you. He did a very good job on everyone that's listening. Amen. And his always desire, amen, his always desire, amen, that man would be fruitful and multiply. He's always desired that man would glorify him. And he didn't leave man, amen, to walk around begging and looking. No, the earth supplied man with everything he need and everything we need. Amen. We're looking, amen, for to begin our study, amen, as always, in the book of Daniel was one of the points that came to my mind. I know many, many, many years ago, when I was started the ministry and moving around, would barely eat anything, and hardly, I guess it was a fast. I wouldn't eat anything, just drink water. Then at the end of the time when I did eat food or something, it was just a lot of cookies and soda water and cheese and a little piece of meat, and I ate so much it filled me up, and I thought, well, you know, it's food. As long as it's food, it's something to eat. Amen. But then, you know, my body didn't feel well after that. My body didn't feel well. And I'm constantly doing it on and off. And the Lord spoke to me concerning, he says, your diet. It's your diet. And no one had taught me properly, amen, about food is important. Amen. Coming up, we just ate food. Thank God for whatever we get. Thank God. Amen. But in the long run, we have to understand in these last days, we are in the last days. There's so much disease and so much factories are failing and so many problems are coming up with food. And in these last days, amen, certain parts of the world, amen, is going lacking of food. They're going lacking of food. They're going lacking of water. So you can see how important it is for the body. Amen. See how important. When you eat right, you feel better. You think better. Amen. But what you don't have, amen, situations start occurring. And because of lack of food and lack of nourishment. In the book of Daniel, for a moment here, we want to take some reading from Daniel, one of God's major prophets. And the situation was King Nebuchadnezzar, amen, he wanted some young men to come before him. He called every noble man. He called every royal family, amen, handsome men and a good physique, no problems, the better attitude to come before him and help him make decisions for him. When the time arise, amen, he would train them. And he would teach him how to eat and all the best food. And one of these problems, the situation is he chose Daniel. He chose Daniel. And we're going to read it from Daniel, the first chapter, 8 verse. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. And he asked the chief officer's permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official, to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. But the officer told Daniel, I'm afraid of my lord, the king, who has assigned you food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men of your age? I'm reading from the New International Bible. And the king then the king would then have my head because of you. Then he did say to the guard, who was the chief official and had appointed over Daniel, amen. He said, test us. Give us 10 days and have nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. And compare our appearance with the other young men. And he decided. And we're going to take it up now at the 15th verse. Amen. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and wine, and they were to drink and give them vegetables and water instead. Amen. And after that time, how God had blessed them, and God looked on them. Amen. The 17th verse said, to these four young men, God gave them knowledge and understanding in all the literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. You know, your brain, with all these different chemicals that we have in the food today, amen, some of you can testify to it, and some of you are not aware. Amen. But and there are some times that you yourself here at, you know, Grass at grassroots level. Now, we're at grassroots level. We're just talking from experience, and we always want you to share in on your experience. That's why we call it Blog Talk, Doctrine of Truth from grassroots level, because of the fact we want you to talk about things that you know and you experience, amen, and that you can share with others, is that you'll find that if you watch yourself, if you look at what you eat and what you drink, and you start comparing the way you feel after this program, begin to compare, write down things, write down what you had from this morning, what you had from the evening. And there's always discussed, amen, that your best meal is your breakfast. Amen. So if you would just look and write down things you eat and you drink, amen, and find out where you feel, amen, your problem lie with food. With food. Now, I want to share part of this book called The Daniel Plan, 40 Days of Healthier Life, and we give credit, amen, to this book by Rick Warren, amen. It's on the market, and you know, God moves us. God moves if you every day if you listen to the Spirit of God, you move around, you ask, and you pray, amen. God moves, and you just have to be prepared, with your mind is open, to watch how God can help. Jesus said that where two or three come together in my name, there I'm in the midst. He knows, Jesus knows, amen, two or three people, amen, we need one another. We need one another. That's why he said two or three people will come together, because we need one another. And he said, I'll be right there with you, amen. When we begin to see we need one another, and God begin to share things in one, and he wants you to network with somebody else, network with someone else, and you network with that person, amen, things begin to move, amen, in your direction. You'll never know what you've been praying for, amen. And we want to, like I said, you can get this book, amen, and there are many other things, that many other writers out there. But I've been studying Daniel for a while, and because of the fact that Daniel, amen, in his time, this man, a man of God, and he was just living right, and God brought him through three different type of trials. He brought him through his trials. You can see right here, amen, the fiery furnace, and in the lion's den, amen, because he prayed and he walked upright. He prayed and walked upright, amen, during the time of before the church and before Christ. So if a person would focus, if you want to get your health, if you want to get your health and you feel that you want to be healthy, amen, the Bible has information for you. It has information for you. Amen. It has information for you. Amen. Okay. All right. We have a caller, amen, on the line. You can push one on the phone. And I know we got a great subject tonight, today, wherever it might be viewed. You can view these programs again tomorrow with a friend. All right, area code 850. The last four digits is 2337. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening. How's everybody?
Yes, sir. God bless you. All right, and you? Good to have you.
I'm doing fine. You know, I can relate to the eating well and mm-hmm. and doing a little exercising and drinking the right fluids, and my body, you know, getting the proper rest, mm-hmm. all of that go hand in hand with my meditation. When I'm in, you know, when I'm in meditation, I get up and I eat proper, and I eat the right times of the day, and I eat good energizing food, my mind is a little more sharper. My body feels better, and I have a little bit more energy by the grace of God. And, you know, I was just reading here what Daniel means. And Daniel means, you know, I was just looking, it says, God is my judge. And I was just thinking, you know, the 70 years period,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and how at 16 he was hand chosen, and he did a, mm-hmm. you know, it's just a miracle the way God, you know, we don't understand. Everything wasn't meant for us to understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know that I serve a righteous God, and when I eat properly and get the proper amount of rest and do a little exercise and do what needs to be done, I feel better spiritually. I move better, and I treat people a lot more kinder. And it's just a blessing to be living and to love the Lord like I do. And I think that that's a very good topic. And I'm ready for some more knowledge. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. And you hit right on one of the things that the book was talking about. Amen. And amen. Because the brain, amen. The brain is working better, you feel better, and your brain thinking better, the body gonna feel better. All right. I think we have another caller. 954-4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Always great topic. It's good to have good Christian conversation. Speaking about word, you know, tonight really is a enjoyable subject for me, simply because, you know, we in the kingdom of God, we have a tendency to just focus on part of the man, and we work on salvation and that's only part of us, but we are spirits, and we have been given a earth uniform to live in while we're here on the earth. And when we leave here, we'll leave here in spirit. We'll leave, and we'll leave these human bodies. We'll have no more use for them when we go back into our spirits. Leave these bodies. So, but what we have to do is focus on the whole man. That means, you know, we think of being a good steward always dealing with finance. But being a good steward is to deal with the whole man. You deal not only with your finances, but being a good steward over your spirit and being a good steward over this human body that you have to live in during your duration that you're here on the earth. So, in being a good steward, God has already pointed out things in Deuteronomy. The instructions are all throughout the Bible. But God gives us instruction on how to eat in moderation, and he has put here already everything we need to minister to these human bodies to keep them in good health. You know, Socrates come along and he said, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. So when we look at our lives and as we walk in this walk now, we got to be good stewards over our bodies as well as our finances and our salvation. And food is a very important part about it because, you know, today we have more people suffering from things simply because of the way food has been tampered with. And because of the way our food is being tampered with modification and all the things that man is doing to make a dollar, we must pray over everything we eat. And not even praying over the food is enough, but we also should pray for what we drink, everything we put in our mouth, the medications that you get. Pray over that because, see, it's the prayer in Jesus' name that's going to make everything you put in your mouth a benefit to you rather than a harm to you. So we got to take care of the whole man. I thank you for this topic tonight.
I bless you. I know you had a wonderful testimony and things that God brought you through. And amen. And we thank God for your input. Now, you said something. We like to interject this and study right 2 Timothy 3, Amen. And all that Timothy, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all things. You know, God, and he did not forget the whole man. And Jesus, and they didn't forget about the whole man. Amen. So those that believe that the body is exempt from what we eat, and of course God, Jesus is going to take care of, no, the Holy Spirit wants to be mindful, like it was brought up, what we do, be mindful of this body, because it's been bought with a price. Amen. The devil had it, but Jesus bought it back. Amen. Jesus buying it back. And God's people, amen, are going to be aware. Amen. It might be something in your closet. Amen. Up there in the pantry. Something that you've been looking at. And if you study up on it, amen. I know Matthew 7:7, the Lord says, seek and you'll find. God's people should be great researchers. Research things and see what's good for the body. And when the body feels healthy, and when the mind is good, the body gonna feel good. Amen, amen. We're talking about being healthy. Now, if you want to be healthy, you got to make up your mind like you want to be saved. You got to focus on eating right things. Eating right things. Amen. You know it's, amen. They done addicted us with sugar and salt and caffeine through the world. They selling. That's what the whole world's been addicted to. Amen. But there are some natural sugar. There are some natural things God has put out there. Amen. Amen. And I begin to look at this, and this reminded me. I said, oh, Lord, Jesus, you can be control of whatever you can eat. You can control your own destiny and your health by what you eat. Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. Now, there's a point was brought up by meditation, and we're moving on. But, you know, if you're a good warrior, let me break it down, make it kind of simple. If you know how to worry real good, you're a great warrior, then you'd be a dynamic meditation person. Amen. Because, amen, the Lord told Joshua, if he was continued, amen, in with the laws and the scriptures that he gave Moses day and night, meditate on them day and night, amen, he'd be great successful. Amen. And Psalms 1 say, amen, blessed the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, but he meditate in God's law day and night. Amen. Just that you lay down on the word of God, amen, and say, God is a healer, I'm a healer, and you start meditating on that, thinking on that. Like Philippians 4 says, keep your mind on, think on these things. Whatever's honest, whatever is true. Amen. And you just, when you start worrying, just flip over and say, hold it. Now I got to change pages. I got to change the record. Amen. Whatever you want to do. Amen. Start talking to you. Like Paul said, he talked to himself. Amen. So you got to know how to talk to yourself right. Say, no, I don't need to deal with this. Let me flip the page here for a minute. Amen. Amen. Food, I'm going to eat some good food. I'm going to bypass certain these fast food places. Whew. Go over here. Amen. The Lord spoke to me when I was at one of these big fast food places. I'm not going to call the name. I know we're on the air. Amen. But they have a big sandwich. Big sandwich. Amen. And a big shake. It was back in the 80s. And I was there because I was praying. Where would I be feeling so bad? And I was in the line. And the Holy Spirit said, your diet is wrong. And I shook. I said, oh, God, what's... And the lady looked at me and said, sir, are you going to order? Are you standing there marking time? Amen. And from then on, I began to look, research, you know, talk. So this is a life process. It's a life. We're not talking about losing weight now. We're just talking about you want to be healthy. If you want to have health, amen. Health is more than money. Health is more than money. If you want your health, amen, start examining what you eat. And if you eat something, now what if I eat this? What's going to benefit? How I'm going to feel? You know, keep saying what if. Now, what if I drink this? What if? What's going to happen if I eat this? You know, amen. So food is medicine. Food is medicine, and amen. God has not forgotten about us, amen, the widows and those that retired, those that are not able to, for health care area, and it seems like your medication is not working, and whatever the condition, you're still feeling bad, amen, because you're thinking bad, amen. All right, we have another call, 954-4427. All right, God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop.
Go ahead.
I just want to throw a little something in there. Ezekiel 47 and 12, the Lord said,
yes,
along the banks of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. These leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their waters flow from the sanctuary. This fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. So see, God has given us instruction on how to care for these human bodies that we got to live in. He shows us how to. The leaves are for the medicine. The fruit is for the food. All we need to do is keep ourselves in the instruction manual, the Word of God, and everything needed for this body to be whole is already printed. We have it in print. All we have to do is study God's word, and whether it be for your spirit, for your physical body, the Lord already have the instructions inside. And he's already put every food, every leaf that's needed to cure the human body. The medicine that we get today comes from man doing research on the plant life. They say they haven't even begun to discover the cures that exist in the Amazon, in the jungles. Man is destroying it, but the cures are there because when God gave us these bodies, he put in this earth what was needed to maintain these bodies. God do a complete work with us. He needs nothing like him. All we have to do is follow his instruction, keep his word. Think on whatsoever good, and God to keep us. But how would you know if you're not struck? You know, Bishop, you said earlier, my experiences, what I found after I had my double transplants from a liver and kidney was that the first thing that the doctors told me, to stay away from the herbs. And I remember reading in the Word of God, in Deuteronomy, the Word of God said, when you are sick, eat the herbs and vegetables only. Now, during the time when in Egypt, when the death angel came, the Israelites not only marked their doors with the blood of the lamb, but they also were inside eating bitter herbs and vegetables. So the key to keeping this human body functioning the way it's supposed to be functioning is to eat what God has already put in the earth, the herbs and the vegetables. He's put everything needed for us to survive in this planet. He's already put it here. But the trickery of the enemy is to get us to forget what we know, to move away from the Word of God, and go to every corner there is now in the civilized nation and get what man is making a dollar on. So that's what the word tells us. Everything is there.
All right. Very good. Very good. As always, very good. And we have to just, like Paul said, we got to renew our mind. We have to renew our mind. And those of you that got a list out there, you can write down. Amen, because you got to practice this. You got to practice, that the old mind can catch on to it, because you got to get rid of the old habit and put a new habit. Bring up a new habit in your life. Write down everything you've been eating, and you want to start out new, practically. All right, we have an area code 786, last four digit 4319. God bless you.
Hello?
God bless you.
Can you hear me?
God bless you, Doc. Yes, sir.
I'm on a new system today. I'm enjoying the conversation, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
This is extreme. Now, this is a deep one. And what came to my mind, though, was listen to the brother that just got through talking. It's sort of like gave me a confirmation of what the Spirit had said to me. Now Daniel was proof. He was proof that the way he ate proved that God would sustain him. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so much the combinations of food, you see, but it was because he pretty much tested God. He wouldn't eat what the kings had, you see. And God always shows up when you put him. Now, we call it faith, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I said that to say that in our time, in our covenant, it's been past the eating, you see. It's a combination of the super on top of the natural, if I can use it like that. It's a combination of God, you still sustaining you, regardless of the thing you eat. But now, in his sustaining, he will teach you. The Spirit will teach you. The Word says he'll lead and guide you into all truth. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I got from what Brother Hester was saying. See, listen, Jesus said man shall not live by bread alone, but
yes,
by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now the biscuits won't come from heaven, but God will touch you that your body will be able to digest them biscuits. You get what I'm saying? So
okay.
I'm putting it on the fact that, Bishop, it's a beautiful thing to know the Savior. It's good that you can lift your eyes in the midst of trouble and say, Father, you know how I'm feeling. You see what I'm saying? Even though I remember the old timer said he may not come when you want him, but he sure be on time. Now I can testify to that. So relating to the story is my testimony. I was having trouble. Now this was the days when I was working. I was working in a computer installation, and we was on the elevated floor, and it seemed like I had always getting cold, and I working with guys, they's always sneezing and the nose drizzling, and they all sniffing and going on. So the Spirit began to teach me, come in there with a t-shirt or undershirt on. You see what I'm
all
saying?
Right.
A little simple thing, like put something on to keep close to your body to keep it warm. And another thing, he told me one day I came home and seemed like I was constantly having a little trouble. And I got in the bathtub, and the Holy Ghost, like, let me dramatize a little bit. He stepped in the tub with me. And he said to me, he said, much of your problem will go away if you back off the coffee. He didn't tell me coffee was bad. He didn't tell me to stop drinking coffee. But I got the instruction. He said, back off the coffee. And he said, much of your trouble will disappear. You see what I'm
all
saying?
Right.
So I
yes,
said
sir.
That to say that, listen, a simple thing that when you, whatever you sit down to eat, you see,
mm-hmm.
give
mm-hmm.
thanks and pray over it. The word said that it'll sanctify. Am I making any sense? So when you belong to God, it's all about your relationship with Christ, the natural and the supernatural. And it's all in Jesus. If you got a headache, talk to the Lord about it. You understand what I'm saying? He'll tell you to go and get you a Tylenol. If not, he'll tell you something right there in your kitchen. And I'm gonna say this and shut up. I was having trouble with the blood pressure, being on dialysis. I was having trouble, but this thing was giving me a hard time. And one day I come home, and I'm thinking about what should I get to impede this problem. And they sat down for a moment, and the Holy Ghost says, get you a small drink of cold water. He says, just drink a little bit of it and sit there for a moment and relax. And before I know it, the heavy shoulders was gone, the headache was gone. You understand what I'm saying? And a rejoicing came up in my soul. So yes, I can declare that God, Jesus is the great physician. You see what I'm saying? Sir. He knows what the Father is saying. And not only that, the Holy Ghost will tell you whether to eat them grits or not. The Holy Ghost will tell you to put that bacon, don't eat so much of it. You see, and Paul picked it up right there. He said, all things are good. He said, but pray. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
Yeah. Well, we get some heavy, this is a heavy subject. It's because of the fact that, amen, sometimes I look at the saints, amen, and when I go to certain places to eat, in those cafeterias and different things, amen, they look like they, you know, I could be wrong. I don't mind being wrong, and I'm hoping wrong. They look like this. I can eat all I want. It won't be no sin. It won't be no problem. Amen. But no, God wants to take care of our bodies. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. People don't realize, and I teach and preach that all the time. Amen. And there's more out there. I got testimony. The Holy Ghost. Amen. He is the great physician. He is the one that lead and guide us in our home, what we have and what we don't have. He will be able to instruct us, amen, what to do and what we don't do. Amen. Amen. Paul said that he encouraged himself. You have to know how to talk to yourself. Just learn how to talk to yourself. You know, I read an article talking about all these, you get these quick thoughts. Amen, to jump up, because they come from your feelings and your hearts, these thoughts that pop up real quick, real quick. You got to examine those thoughts and see, amen, is it something good? Is it thing positive to it? Is it of God? Amen, because a lot of those thoughts and mindful things, it come from within. Jesus said all this in a man, amen, in his heart. So don't quick for that, say things off the top of your head, amen, about it. And your body will talk to you. Your body will talk to you, make you feel bad. And that's where the enemy, he came in the garden at the food. He know he can get to Eve, what God told him not to do. And look like now he's working at the food again. He's working at the food again. Amen. But it's good like medicine. The Holy Spirit would tell you the secrets of the land. He would tell you what to do and how to do it. Amen. Paul said, pray over your food. He told Timothy, if you be a good minister, amen, pray over your food. Amen. You don't ever, today and time, you don't know who cooking, who in the kitchen when you go out and eat. You don't know who packing the food today. Amen. And it might be, I don't know, there's so much restrictions in certain areas. I don't know if you can go outside and plant some food, plant some vegetables in your backyard. Amen. Plant a little herbs out back there, or trees, fruit trees, and little vegetables that you know, amen, is helpful. Write a list after this program, if you can, or
Put a little note. Amen. When I come aware through the Spirit of God about praying every morning. We know we pray at night. We get up and pray every morning. Write a little note, a little sign on the bathroom door somewhere. Say, did you say a prayer? You say a prayer and read a little scripture, and it'll lift your day. It'll lift your day. Amen. But you gotta get another habit. You gotta renew your mind to this. You gotta focus on it. All right. God bless you. I know we have some more testimonies and some more dreams and vision that God has through His Spirit of God. We're in the new dispensation. Amen. Jesus did great things, but He told us we'll do greater things. Amen. We'll do greater things. There's some brothers and sisters. Some potential brothers and sisters out there, people want to come to Christ, and they depress. And you know about the coffee and the sodas and the sugar. Remember, a lady was on the radio many years ago, and she testified that she was getting ready to commit suicide. She was so depressed. And the Holy Spirit spoke to her. He said, get the sugar out of the house. Get the sugar out of the house. Sometimes we don't realize how much sugar we consume in the run of the day, or how much salt we consume. And we don't look at that area, because we think it's a neutral area. Amen. That the enemy don't fight in that area. Amen. But in my experience in the Army, and many of our veterans out there, they teach us about don't drink the enemy water or food. No. You prepare what we have for you. That's what you eat. Don't go out there and drink the enemy water or the enemy food. Amen. He's out to get you. Any way he can get you, amen. If he get you thinking wrong and get you thinking, people that are oppressed, amen, those going through psychological problems, it's a chemical. Amen. Watch what you eat. What kind of food are you eating? Amen. Write down the food that you've been eating today and tomorrow and analyze it. Analyze the food that you're eating. Amen. Analyze the food that you're eating and things. Amen. Some of you, I don't know if many of you have any pets. Amen. But if pets and animals, when they get sick, they'll be, if you ever watch them, they'll sniff around all out there in the ground and the yard and different things, and they look for a certain little thing they're looking for. Amen. Those that have pets that they allow outside, amen, they live out in the yard or in the field. Amen. When they get sick, they won't hardly eat anything. Amen. After a while, they go looking for a certain thing, and God put that within them. Amen. So listen to your body. Listen to your body and pray. Amen. Be mindful of the Holy Spirit. We hopefully, amen, this program would be confirmation, amen, to what you, God has been trying to talk to you about, your health, your eating. Amen. It might be just in your diet. The Lord spoke to me. Holy Spirit said, your diet is wrong. I get the moon cookies and big old pieces of cheese and some RC soda when I come out a long fast, and I'd be ready to go. Then later on, I said, oh my God, Lord, what done happened? I never thought part of salvation, amen, that the body would affect me. It would affect me like that. Amen. All of that. You need to drink water. Water is one of the powerful things there is, drinking water. Amen. Drinking water. Paul said he found, in the book of Romans, Paul said he found that there's a law, amen, that going on in his members, amen, when he desired to do good, evil is present. But he found that there's a warfare, amen. The body does live. The body does exist. You have to recognize it. You have to recognize it. All right, God bless you. We're going down. We're ending up this part of the broadcast, and we're down about half, three quarters of the way. All right, we have another caller, 786-4319. Yes, sir.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I had to call again to agree with something you said, and I think it's very important about the sugar issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put everything in sugar, put sugar in everything now.
Mm-hmm.
I was out at a dinner party the other day, and I thought I was getting one of the healthiest things on the menu, and I got salmon, and I ate that, and it's full of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking. And you know, the men today are really distorting issue about sugar. You see,
mm-hmm.
you ever notice the sugar in the natural sugar in apples and fruits? You see,
mm-hmm.
it's just as sweet, but they don't affect your body. You see what I'm saying? As though
okay.
you would put processed sugar on fruit. And see, that's what
mm-hmm.
happened today. See, sugar accelerates something in the brain. It's the sweetness is what affects us. And you keep doing that, it makes you kind of light in your thinking. You see,
mm-hmm.
too much of it starts affecting the body. Your body can't process it. Now it's a sweet is a wonderful thing, but too much of it is not good for you. And when
mm-hmm.
you begin to practice that, you can be ever so hungry and eat something sweet, and you only need a little bit of it. It'll kill your hunger, but it don't satisfy what your body needs. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I had to learn this thing. My thing was the old-fashioned Danish. You see, the
mm-hmm.
strawberry Danish, the prune Danish, you remember those. I remember my apple Danish is full of apple, but they have sweetness on them. And so now
mm-hmm.
the thing now is what really destroying it is all these artificial sweeteners. I won't call
mm-hmm.
any name, but there's one there that they have marketed as good for you, but come to find out the thing is 600 times sweeter than sugar.
Mm.
And when you eat that, it accelerates the brain. The it's too much. You see what I'm saying? And many
mm.
other people in the country, they warn them against this. So what I'm saying is, the honey, as the scripture says, in the word, you have to learn, and this is what this brother wrote about the transformation of the mind. The best
mm-hmm.
sweetener you can get, the quickest high you can get, and learn how to, my God, help us, delight yourself in God's word. I don't care what
yes,
your
sir.
Trouble is, what your sickness is, what's going on with your mama and everybody else. If you can what? Think on Jesus in the midst of this. And really commune with him. It's like it's sweet as honey. It'll lift you quicker than 600 times. You know the science have determined it's why honey is a natural sweetener, but
yeah.
it don't lift you that much. But it becomes like they said this honey is like a when the brain register it in your taste. It's like a painkiller. See what I'm saying? It works
mm-hmm.
different from regular sugar. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
we have to listen to God's word. See, God wants you to be happy, but you got to delight yourself in him. You ever seen a man with a full belly and he out of line with God? He in trouble. He might get diarrhea, heartburn, and everything else. But when his mind, his soul is free, you understand? You can really sit down, and the word talks about when you eat with folks, be in good company. It's a great thing.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm looking at, what God say to us. We belong to him, and he promised he'll take care of you. You see in the word that he'll feed you, he'll clothe you. Ain't that so? And we shouldn't
Amen.
Think, take no thought of what we should eat or drink. But we should always delight ourselves in the Lord. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Bread is good. Amen. And you meditate on the word. Remember, Jesus said we are clean through the word. The word will wash and clean us. 954-4427. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Get a little in here. You know, it's so true about the sugar. You know, one of the things in being a good steward over your body, when it comes to food, you have to understand that the entire body runs on a protein. Sugar, mm-hmm. brain runs totally on sugar. That's the only thing that the brain runs on is sugar. So the enemy is always trying to get us to indulge in the sugar so that he can rob us of the word of God. See, the word of God don't stand a chance when your brain is overloading on sugar. Sugar puts you to sleep. It makes you drowsy. It causes the insulin in your pancreas to lock in the excess sugar and turn it into fat. That's why we're obese. The enemy constantly gets us to indulge in sugar because he knows that's the best way to keep the word from settling in our spirit. Because sugar slows the brain down and slows you to sleep. So this we have to be careful. They have sugar in so many different things that we don't know about. You know, we think of the sweet stuff, but there are other things that it causes just as much sugar, but we're not aware. You know, stuff like carrots and potatoes and bread and pasta, those things. And the whole deal is to keep your mind away from focusing on the word. It's hard to focus on the word when you got all that sugar in your body putting you to sleep.
All right. God bless you all. Amen. And we're winding down here. We're getting ready to pray. Amen. And basically, the whole focus tonight and on this study, amen, we want to be in focus on health. Amen. If you want to be a health like repentance, you got to change your mind. Change your mind. Let your mind, because repentance, you turn all the way around. Amen. You turn all the way around in your diet, your thinking, your habits. You turn towards God totally. Totally turn towards God. Repent, Peter said. Repent. Amen. That means turning everything. Your mind, Paul said, well, listen now, we got to renew our mind. So you got to renew your mind in your eating habits. Amen. As well as we focusing on finance and other parts, but you don't forget, be watchful. Watch as well as pray. Amen. When you go out, pray over that food. Pray over that food. We don't know who handling it in the back room or who bringing it to you. Amen. Last time I was in the hospital, and the surgeon told me, and he said, oh, you're good and everything. Stay away from all the canned food. Now, you'll be all right. And I said, why you want to stay away from all the canned food? There's some food that's good, subject, but when they got to can it up and put the preservatives in there, and you don't know how long it's been boxed up or canned up, then when you get to it, you got to make sure you drain it off right and get all the salt out of it and all the sugar out of it, what they put in there to make you buy it again. Amen. All right, now we're getting ready to pray for all those that are listening. That when the Holy Spirit, we're praying that the Holy Spirit has been touching your mind. Amen. You might have a friend or relative. Amen. All they hung up on the pig. Amen. You can't get them away from the pig. You can't get them away from the coffee. You cannot get them away, amen, from all these one set thing. It's got to be a complete balance. It's got to be a complete balance, amen. Water is powerful. You got to get your rest. Get your rest, amen. You can't consume everything. You got to let that sacrifice. And learn how to sacrifice some of these old ways. And amen, let God renew our mind. Renew our mind. Amen. Need some hot food sometime. Amen. I remember where I used to be. Amen. I can just run to one of these stores, go in there and get a cold drink and, amen, sandwiches. Amen. Maybe get a hot meal sometime during the late night or whatever, but you need to slow down. Amen. Slow down. All right, we'd like to have some callers to come, and we want to, amen, say a prayer. Amen. Say a prayer for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. That God will reveal to them, amen, their shortcomings, or how to better their health. How to better their health. Amen. You can come in and just call in and give us about a 1 minute prayer. Amen. Push one on your phone. Amen. Whoever you are, amen. God bless you. 850-2337. God bless you.
Father God, once again, we come before your presence. We thank you, Lord, for Bishop. We thank you for this program. Lord, we pray for health. We pray for a healthy mind. We pray for healthy thought. We pray for healthy heart. Lord, we pray for each other in our distance away from each other. Lord, that you give us the strength to be able to eat, drink, and do the righteousness in Jesus. Lord, we ask you for courage, for the ability to be able to perform at a level that's unknown to man. Lord, let our minds be sharp. Let our food be even sharper. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We have another caller. Amen. That's press one on your phone. Amen. We'll share a prayer. All right, 954-4427. Bless you.
Father God, we pray that we would bless everything, all the food that we would put in our mouth, that what we drink, Father, even the medication that we take. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that we would eat, Father God, as your words say, eat in moderation all things. And Father, I pray that those things that are harmful to our bodies, I pray you give us the strength to refuse to put them in if they are harmful to us. Father, all food is good, but some is not good for each, for some of us. I pray, Father God, that we will turn to you and seek your advice, Father God, in the food that we eat. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. All right. We need this one more sharp. All right. 786-4319. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, give thanks to God today for the program. We thank him for the bloodshed yet atoning for us. We thank him for his great power and ability to keep us. We do ask that he would help us to understand and help us to grow and walk into his divine nature. We ask for health for all, but most of all, give us a spirit to pray. Remind us that we are yet healed, and we thank him for all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you all. As always, we love you. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Amen. Those of you that are listening and want to go to the internet and go on the computer and share it with someone else in a Bible study, you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org, and that way you can type in to down the Blog Talk Radio Doctrine of Truth, and you can click in. You can see the whole website, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can go to Doctrine of Truth with Bishop Poole, and you can view a lot of more of these programs. God bless you. Father, we thank you, and we pray that the Holy Spirit would enlighten us. You said where two or three come together, you know we need one another, and it's powerful being, amen, among the brethren. Amen. We can share from all different parts of the world, amen, that we all have the same God with the same focus. We ask in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Until next time.
Where's that paper there?